Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You said, do advise, don't badger. So you mentioned badgering being saying the same thing over and over again, where it starts to become white noise in their ears. What does advising then look like?
Well, advising them is generally when you're sharing something for the first time. So my guess is, by the time your child's 18 or 19, they pretty much know your view on new things. Now, that isn't always the case. I mean, there are times even now, my 25-year-old son will come to me and going, you know, this happened and that happened, and I've got this boss and this is going on. What do you think I should do? So here we have an invitation to advise. But you know what? If I came in to him like 7 weeks in a row and said, did you stand up to that boss yet? Did you hang on to that? You know, you need to tell him. You know, at that point, he already knows my view and I've crossed over into badgering. So you have to think, is it new? Is it fresh? And is it something that's helpful? And beyond once or twice, you got to stop it.
Okay. Do focus on boundaries, not on behavior.
A lot of parents start focusing on the behaviors of their child. You know, they've got a tattoo, they're smoking, they're living with their girlfriend, they're doing drugs and all those kind of things. And I understand particularly when you get into those things that are really life endangering. I understand why those are a bigger issue. But let's say we're just talking about they go out and drink with their friends and such. We can get so caught up in trying to get their behavior to change that it then becomes about behavior, not about heart issues, not about salvation issues. And the way I try to make it clear to parents is I say, if you turn to your son and he said, you know what, I'm tired of hearing this. Just give me a list. Just give me a list, all the things you want me to do. And then starting tomorrow, he gets up and he moves out from being with his girlfriend and he quits his job at the bar and he gets a job someplace else and he starts college again. He starts going to church every Sunday and he's shaking hands with all the sweet little old ladies at the back of the church and he doesn't swear and all these wonderful things are happening. What have you done toward his heart? He's learned how to play the game, but he hasn't had any change in his heart. In fact, if you focus only on the behaviors, you're sending a secret message to your children, and that is, it really is more important to me how you look to others. That's really what I'm about here. Because, and sometimes that is what it's about. I mean, sometimes we have to admit, there's a not insignificant part of personal pride involved and how our kid makes us look as parents. But when you focus on those behaviors, you end up pushing this child farther from the very God that you want him to embrace.
Wow. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.